Preparations are underway in Sudan for Sunday's referendum that could split Africa's largest country in two. South Sudan will have a chance to vote on whether it becomes independent from the north as part of a 2005 peace agreement that ended a two-decades-long civil war. More than 4 million people have registered to vote, most in the south. There are some fears about transparency and the possibility of voter intimidation or violence. We spoke to Cardinal Peter Turkson, President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, about what the Church is doing to ensure a peaceful outcome.
The Catholic Church is all of us, although institutionally, the position of the Catholic Church is always what is expressed by the Holy See, that being the leadership of, you know, the Catholic Church. But otherwise, you know, if we take what the Holy See says, which is the, you know, institutional head, then what it says must be the feeling or the position of all of us, all who are members of the Catholic Church. So definitely, yes, the Pope is always, you know, wish that that would happen, that the people have exercising their choice in freedom would lead completely to peace, and that, you know, there should be no more conflict. That was his own message to them, as I said, you know, during the ad limina visit of the bishops over here. And he commended the bishops for having tried also to stay this path. As for what the rest of the Catholic world is doing to ensure that war does not occur in Sudan, you know, it's we can think about what the local, for example, in Africa itself, what the local episcopal conferences, who again represent the church, in the Catholic Church in Africa, what they can do. Then we can also think about the Catholic Church outside Africa in the different, you know, countries, what they can also do. But I think to a large extent, since the process that is going on or taking place now, it's a process that was brokered by the world body of the United Nations, which, you know, again, the church has an observer status there. So we may also conclude that since the church has an observer, you know, status at the UN, so has something there, the church also had a voice, or could express itself in this, you know, decision which was taken to establish definitive peace in Sudan by allowing them to choose, you know, what they want to do. So we can then recognize this whole referendum thing as part of a process not only of the world out there, but the world with the church, to see definitive peace reign in Sudan.